Coming up in episode 35 of Journey Inside My Mind, we're going to hear music from Bill, from Matthew Ebel, play out a few promos, and see what other trouble we can get into. But first, let's hear from the official mom of Journey Inside My Mind.
Good morning, everybody. This is the official mom of Journey Inside My Mind, and I just wanted to say, life should not be a journey into the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, chocolate in one hand, white wine in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and screaming, "Woohoo! What a ride!"
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Journey inside.
Journey inside my mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, "This is going to be a great day."
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange
journey inside my mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey inside my mind.
Patience.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey inside my mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Inside My Mind. That's right, the podcast with the funny name, but you're listening to it anyway, and for whatever reason, and however it is that you got here, whether you're a subscriber to the podcast, a casual listener, an occasional listener, an avid listener, or maybe you're just wondering, what the heck is this podcasting thing? I'm so glad that you're here. There are so many podcasts that are out there to be listened to, and I'm just glad that you're checking this out. What I try to do here is play some pod safe music, play some promos, and share a little bit about what's going on in my family, and gonna hope to do that here tonight. First of all, I gotta let you know about this. You probably heard this on the Super Bowl, if you caught that over February, what day was that? February 5th? February 6th? Let me hear. Okay, here. That's right. Brown and bubbly, baby. That's right. Actually, I think I know. That might be a good term to describe my wife. Well, anyhow, yeah, I'm sitting here. Got a nice cold Diet Pepsi. The weather here in Cincinnati, Ohio, recently turned cold again, which, of course, as you might know, that means that you can store drinks outside. And that's free refrigeration. So let me take a sip of this. You know, regardless of whatever you thought of the commercials, it is definitely a nice soda to drink here. Shaped actually in the regular shape of a can, but with the football design, it says the official soft drink of Super Bowl 40. So let's go ahead and share with you what's going to be on the show tonight. Quick check of the show notes here. We're going to play Police on the Scene with the Crime Prevention Lean. You may have heard me mention them earlier, or if you've heard the past couple of shows. They got a pretty good clip that we're going to hear from them. We're going to hear brand new music off of Bill's Birthday Suit album. And play a couple promos. Let's see, I have a promo for the Mr. Nice Guy show. Happy belated birthday to Marv, the Mr. Nice Guy. Head over to mrniceguy.org to find out more about him. But only do that after you've listened to this promo, or I mean after you've listened to this podcast, or while you're listening to the podcast. Oh yeah, I guess while I mentioned that, I ought to let you know how you can contact me and other kind of contact information. You can send email to danimal0416@gmail.com. You can leave a comment directly on the website where the show notes with links to the artists and other websites that I mentioned. That website address is jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. So you can leave a comment there. You can send me the email. And let's see what else you can you do. You can call we have a 24-hour listener hotline set up. That's right, 24 hours. So depending on whenever it is that you're listening, if you're listening in your car or you're at the office and you want to call and leave a message, the telephone number there is 206-666-5466, or you can remember it as 206-666-5466. Did I say that? I think I meant to say J-I-M-M. 5466 on the keypad spells J-I-M-M for Journey Inside My Mind. And I mentioned that at the office because that's typically where I've been listening to podcasts or while I'm at work. What I have found out it's pretty cool to do is to go through all of my playlists in Windows Media Player or on my iRiver. iRiver's kind of set up that way anyway, but if I'm listening on the computer, I go through all my playlists and set up one single playlist that I call Daily, and I just click play and I just let the podcast play. That's kind of one way I listen to on the computer. And again, you don't need an iPod. You could do it that way. Sometimes people record them onto a CD and pass them along to their friends and listen to them in the car or something like that. And of course, I mentioned my iRiver. That's a way that I listen to it, podcasts also. And then also, if you go directly to the website, jimmpodcast.blogspot.com, there's a couple of ways you can listen to the podcast. One of them is called a poo-poo player, P-U-P-U player, and what that does is you click that link, it'll launch a Flash Media Player, load the podcast feed into there, and start streaming the first episode, or the most recent episode. That's one way. And then I found out this other way, which actually was kind of by accident, but you can actually play the episode streaming. There's a little blue triangle next to the title or where I put the MP3, the link to the MP3 file at, so that you can play that. And then you can also apply a delicious link to it, del.icio.us link to it. So I wanted to get that contact information out and the listening options. And I started to talk about earlier what's on the show. Going to play The Police on the Scene, brand new music from Bill off of their album Birthday Suit. Play the Permission to Nice Guys show promo, and let's see, play some clips from Matthew Ebel, and let's see, maybe some comedy. And also, I'm going to play a clip from our family that we had recorded recently, and it'll give you a little bit more insight into our daughter Keisha and kind of what it's like there, and then go through some listener feedback and email roundup. And I think that ought to do it, but go ahead and let's go ahead and get on with it with the Police on the Scene with the Crime Prevention Lean. Here we go.
And now it's time for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean with your host, J.D. Dine, Crime Prevention Professional.
Anybody can be a victim of a scam, especially a telephone scam. A lot of people out there think, well, it's only going to be happen to senior citizens or people that, you know, aren't very smart. And that's just not the case. It can happen to anybody. And the reason it can happen to anybody is scammers are good and they're really changing their theme. They're pretending to be the good guys to help protect you. And enhance what they're doing is they're ripping you off. One that might be coming your way now, it's called the jury duty scam. And it might be heading your way. What the scammer does is he'll call up your local phone number at your residence, work, cell phone, wherever, and they'll say they're from the local court system and that you failed to report for jury duty. He tells you that a warrant has been issued for your arrest. The victim, which would be you, will often rightly claim they never received the notification. The scammer then asks the victim for confidential information to verify and make verification that you are who you say you are, and that will help you clear up the warrant. Specifically, the scammer asks for the victim's social security number, birth date, and sometimes even the credit card numbers and other private information. Exactly what the scammer needs to commit, you guessed it, identity theft. So far, this jury duty scam has been reported in Michigan, Ohio, Texas, Arizona, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Oregon, and Washington, and probably coming to other states and maybe to your phone. It's easy to see why this works. The victim is clearly caught off guard and is understandably upset at the prospect of having a warrant out for their arrest. So the victim is much less likely to be vigilant about protecting their confidential information. In reality, folks, court officers, court workers, the court itself, municipal or state, will never call you to ask for your social security numbers and other private information. In fact, most courts follow up with, you guessed it, snail mail, and rarely, if ever, call prospective jurors. What you want to do is never, ever give out your social security number, credit card numbers, or other personal information to anyone on the phone, especially claiming to be from the court office or some sort of a jury duty selection committee. This jury duty scam is the latest in a series of identity theft scams where scammers use the phone to try to get your information. Doesn't matter why they are calling, all the reasons are just different variants of the same old scam. They want your information and they want to steal your identity, so don't let it happen to you. Remember, be smart and stay safe. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'm 10-8.
You can check out the Police on the Scene, the Crime Prevention Lean podcast. Their webpage is policeonthescene.blogspot.com. And if you have any feedback that you want to share about those clips and what you kind of think there, any kind of feedback, they'd love to hear from you. You can send it to me, daniel0416@gmail.com. You know, the usual fashion that you can send the feedback that I mentioned before. Oh, boy. Let me take another sip of the brown and bubbly here. I thought I had a beer, but I think we drank them all over the Super Bowl. I feel a burp coming. I'm about to say Subway because that's my way of soundvertising. Let's see. By the way, I'm in such a really good mood, and I tend to record this podcast here at the desk here at home, and right now it's late at night, and I can see my reflection through the window here, so it's almost like I'm talking to another person I've heard that you talk to. It's good just to imagine that I'm talking to one person here. Subway.
Whenever I think about tomorrow, I realize that yesterday is really today. And whatever I'm doing at the present, I'll accept it as a present. I won't let this one get away. So as I squeeze, it slips through my fingers. A trace there still lingers, branded in my hands. And when I try to wash away the dirt, tell myself it didn't hurt. One fell swoop and you'll grow up to be a man.
It's the Mr. Nice Guy Show.
It is. A fun, smart look at our world, pop culture, and news from me, Marv, reference librarian and former radio personality. I've brought along some examples.
Candy Girl, a year in the life of an unlikely stripper, Diablo Cody. That's the author's name. If you'll excuse me, I have to run to the bookstore right now.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, I'll do it later. Here, let me finish.
Dan Bernath, Daniel Abernathy, award-winning journalist in cities such as New York, Los Angeles, Detroit.
The choice is to turn off the radio. these big radio monopolies have done is commit suicide.
On location from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, it's me, Marv, with the Mr. Nice Guy Show, recorded... Oh, I'm not at the Las Vegas Consumer Electronics Show. I wouldn't walk across the street to see that greed fest of conspicuous consumption. Well, all right, maybe I'd walk across the street for it, but I wouldn't go to Las Vegas. This man epitomized cool. If I could be cool like that, I wouldn't be home on a Saturday night recording podcasts, not to mention the other 6 nights of the week. Finely crafted to make you think and make you smile, the Mr. Nice Guy Show at mrniceguy.org.
Journey Inside My Mind is not recommended for use as a flotation device.
Uh-oh, dead space. Sorry about that. I had to come back to switch on the microphone. Hey, we heard the Mr. Nice Guy Show promo, and I couldn't remember which one it was that I had loaded up. So, but head on over to mrniceguy.org, and you're sure to be entertained and intrigued. He does showbiz news. He's on library stuff. You'll like it. Go on over there. I'll wait. No, seriously, keep listening to this podcast. Head on over to there while you're at your computer. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to let you know, didn't you like, wasn't that a great song by Bill? I mean, a lot of times people think of Bill, what song? Oh, Sound Scientist. And that is one of the songs that's on their album. That's one that has been getting a lot of pod play, most of the pod play there off of any of their songs on their album. They got a couple other songs over at the PodSafe Music Network. But go over to billmusic.net and buy a copy of their album, Birthday Suit. Subway. All right, up next we got Matthew Ebel. Hey, guys, if you are in Nashville or you're going to be in the Nashville area over here sometime soon, you know, check out this promo here and be sure to tell him that you've heard about the release party of his new CD, Beer and Coffee, at from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Go here, take a listen.
Podcast listeners around the world, you're invited to party with Matthew Ebel. Thursday, February 23rd in Nashville, Tennessee. Join Matthew and friends at the French Quarter Cafe to celebrate the release of his new album, Beer and Coffee. It's an all-ages show with no ticket price, no cover charge. And if you tell him you heard about it on this podcast, you'll walk out of there with a free prize.
I know you're there.
Thursday, February 23rd in Nashville, Tennessee, Matthew and his band will play the hits from the new album, like Wasting My Time.
I won't keep wasting my time again and again.
And the top 5 rated song, Drive Away.
Drive Away.
The show starts at 8:30 p.m. Visit www.matthewebel.com for driving directions and more details.
Not to have been now.
like her gonna do. Sally never made it to the road, never saw the light, never even heard the train coming. Sally always walked on the track, went where the rails took her, never thought to look back. Sally thought that she was doing right when she went home early, but she never saw the light, never heard the train coming when it hit her in the back. Sally went down, Sally went down. They would just ignore her, but she kept her head down, she kept her head down, she kept her head down. She didn't listen to the man implore her.
Come check out the only podcast devoted to bath and body products, makeup and hair products, and home spa accessories. It's the Home Spa Guys Show. I'm on all the major podcast directories, or you can get to the show by visiting my site, homespagoddess.com. Just click on the Home Spa Guys Show link. Happy listening!
Peeper Radio Theater presents Homes in 30 Seconds. Tonight's episode, The Engineer's Thumb. And go.
Holmes, let me introduce Mr. Victor Hatherley, a hydraulics engineer.
Allow me to introduce, Watson. Your friend has lost a thumb to a meat cleaver.
Dash, Holmes, however did you deduce that?
Simple, Watson. The man is missing a thumb and is bleeding on my floor. Miss Hudson, a mop, please. Now, sir, I gather this adventure took place in Reading. There we will find a German coin counterfeiter with a gigantic metal press. Gents, let's away.
Well, Holmes, looks like they escaped.
Yes, and all they left is a burning house.
That's not all, Holmes, look.
A thumb. Dr. Watson, can it be reattached?
Oh, gosh, no, not in 1889, it can't.
Time.
Oh, that was pretty cool. You gotta have some comedy in the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, because I'm just a goofy guy. Hey, before that we heard the promo for the Home Spa Goddess podcast. You know, I heard her being interviewed on my podcast 411 with Rob recently. She's got a couple of other podcasts that she does, but I might need to check that podcast out just because on my, the Home Spa stuff, that's not something that I am normally into, and maybe that can help me to be more, if you metrosexual, you know, to progress more along in that vein. And before that, you heard from the Birdman. That's right, Matthew Ebel with his song. Wasn't that so funky? I mean, F-U-N-K. That's such a funky song. Sally Went Down, and I've been dying to play that ever since I first heard it on the Daily Source Code. Gosh, that was months ago. And then you heard him announce the CD release party. So please, if you are in the area, Nashville area, head over to the CD release party. You'll get a prize if you let them know that you heard this on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, and it will all be good. And by the way, that album Beer and Coffee. I mean, that's where Drive Away is. That's where Trees. That's where Wasting My Time. I mean, I think that there's just a whole bunch of juicy goodness on for that album. And not only that, but I mean, I want you to head over to MatthewEbel.com/podcast and check out Matthew Ebel's podcast, High Orbit. I've been a subscriber to it for several weeks now, and he doesn't promote any of his own music. He promotes the music of other people and shares some of his thoughts on the music industry and whatnot from podcasting high above the Earth's atmosphere in the UTF revolution. So that's pretty cool there. Oh, and I said about the comedy, that was from the Peeper Radio Theater. Gotta love that they got that kind of stuff over at the PodSafe Music Network. Subway. Wanted to let you know, I've exhausted my first can of the Brown and Bubbly. And that one, this next can that I have is actually, it wasn't sitting outside. So I had to put some ice into a cup. There, you can hear that. And so I'm going to pour some of the Brown and Bubbly into this cup and take a drink here while I get ready to play the next clip. Can you hear that? Doesn't it just make you want some of it your own? While I wait for that to get ready for me to drink it, here's a clip that we recorded a few weeks ago. Keisha, Jenny, and I here. So go ahead and take a listen to this, and I'll be right back. Okay, so we're Jenny's just opening up a letter that we got. It looked just like a paycheck, like a pay stub, and it was from the Children's Hospital here in Cincinnati. And what's that about? What was that about, Jenny?
It was a letter from her insurance hospital, and it was reminding me of.
What kind of doctor is Keisha going to go see?
ENT.
That's let's see if I can figure out what that stands for. That stands for elephant,
no,
Nana, and Thomas. Doctor. Oh, see, no, wait a minute. No, an elephant, a. Oh, so no, that could be an extreme nose hair therapist. No, what is that? It's an ENT. That stands for an ear, nose, and throat specialist. They have a very big, long word that they call us. You know what that is? For the kids at home, listening at home, they'll be able to pronounce this. It's called an otolaryngologist. No. No, that wasn't right. There's actually another part. Otorhinolaryngologist. And I might even make got that right. I'll have to look it up. But then the oto stands for ears. Rhino stands for nose. Because, you know, like even like a rhino. Animal, like a rhino. Otorhinolaryngologist is for like your throat. And then an ologist is somebody who studies. Or a specialist. So it's an ear, nose, and throat specialist. Otorhinolaryngologist. That's why they call it ENT for short, isn't it? That's much easier, huh? Now, why do you go see that kind of a doctor?
So I didn't know he'd do better.
Well, why would he want to know? Why would he want to? Why would he be interested in your ears? Wait a minute, come over here, let's talk about that for just a second.
No,
it's not just a cochlear implant. You've seen him before, and let's I don't know if everybody who's listening at home is aware of something very, very special about you. Would you like to fill them in?
No.
What is it that you, what is it that you wear?
Your name.
We're not gonna go see Dr. Chu about a cochlear implant. We're gonna see him about. He just needs to see you once a year, just to see how you're doing and how your ears are doing.
Thank you.
But and so the reason, and even why we're bringing all this stuff up is because Keisha has a what is it that you wear in both ears?
Cochlear.
Hearing aids.
Hearing aids. Keisha wears hearing aids in both of her ears. And she's been wearing them ever since she was six. No, not six. I think ever since you were 3 years old. You're eight. You'll be nine this year. And Keisha just wears those. And so the otorhinolaryngologist needs to see Keisha once a year just for a checkup. And also that's very important because his statement to the effect that she does need to have, you know, hear that she is hard of hearing makes us sure so that we can provide for her services at school and whatnot.
So yeah, so that was a clip that we had talked about. Keisha goes and sees an ear, nose, and throat specialist every year, just because he has the one that has his statement that Keisha is hard of hearing. Is very important to her being able to get services such as audiology services at school and speech therapy, some those kinds of things. There, she was actually born with her cochleas not formed completely, and so over time her hearing loss can get more and more worse. And you know, even in just her short time here on this planet so far, it's gotten progressively worse. And so what we're trying to do is kind of the strategies that the ear, nose, and throat specialist, he'll say, okay, well, yeah, we do recommend the hearing aids for her. Or, you know, if it comes to the point where the hearing loss is so profound and significant, then he may say, well, yeah, we should assemble a team to investigate getting a cochlear implant. And Keisha is intimidated about the idea of a cochlear implant because we saw a video that describes what a cochlear implant is and how it gets installed, you know, what the hearing aids do is you put the ear mold in, or you put the hearing, she wears behind the ear hearing aid. So what that is there's a ear mold that she puts into her ear. There's a tube that goes over to connect to the hearing aid that actually fits behind the ear, and they're digital, so it's automatically programmed to detect and to raise and increase the volume as necessary, but it just amplifies the ambient sound in the environment and other people's voices and other kinds of sounds. If you kind of like what you often hear on a podcast when there's when you hear other external sounds, that's what Keisha hears all the time. And then we have an FM system, which is basically is able to transmit an FM signal from the speaker, whoever's holding on to the FM transmitter. Yes, this is a time when we wouldn't want a transmitter to transmit a your voice, like a teacher at school. Keisha, her teacher wears an FM transmitter, and then it transmits a signal directly to Keisha's hearing aid. There, that's where the FM receivers are. So that's the way she's able to hear the teacher over the other sounds that are going on in the classroom, which is pretty cool. So that's what the hearing aid does. Now the cochlear implant, oh, and so that goes actually amplifies the sound that goes into the ear, processed through the cochlear, you know, through the eardrum and through the cochlear and all that other kind of stuff there. What the cochlear implant does is it actually, in a way, bypasses the inner ear and goes directly to the cochlea and to the auditory nerve. And there's some surgery that's involved, and I think that's what Keisha and Jenny are intimidated about. Looking at, because any kind of surgery really is something to be intimidated by. Well, let's see here. What else do I got? Before I get into the listener feedback, let me share this message from Ed, from Ed's Mixed Bag. I'm sorry, I cut myself off there. Ed from Ed's Mixed Bag here.
Hi, this is Ed, host of Ed's Mixed Bag. This guy, Dan Johnson, has a terrific podcast. Don't you agree? So what are you waiting for? Don't miss a single episode. Go to www.jimmpodcast.blogspot.com and click the XML button on his website and subscribe to Journey Inside My Mind today.
Most excellent robot, dude. Let's get into some listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
Oh, there you go. I almost, that's one of those things, again, I'm having to manually switch back and forth from the microphone to the stereo mix on the thing. Hey, I got some listener feedback from some audio feedback. You might remember, I think it was two episodes ago, I had mentioned a being at the gas station, and I saw a couple of signs, and one of them said, you know, go in and talk to the gas station attendant. He has, you're going to talk to the gas station attendant. He has probably seen or heard many different kinds of things, stories and stuff like that. So, yeah, go take a look, go listen to that. So, anyhow, John had said, hey, you wanted a story from something that had happened at the gas station. So he sent this.
I'm a little lazy right now. If I had a little more ambition, maybe I would hook up the mixer and send you an audio comment so it sounds a little bit clearer. But hey, that's what you got voice mail line for, right?
I think I'm going to try this over again because I think I messed up the first part of the listener feedback section. Hey, it's a little bit raw is okay, I guess. What I thought about doing is putting some music behind the listener feedback part, but let me go ahead and play this audio comment first.
Hey, Dan. It's, sorry, I was yawning, man. It's the, John, the official cheesehead. And, yeah, I'm a little lazy right now. If I had a little more ambition, maybe I would hook up the mixer and send you an audio comment so it sounds a little bit clearer. But, hey, that's what you got voicemail line for, right? Hey, I was listening to your little story on, let's see what episode that was. Number 33? Where you're talking about at the pump, the plaque that you're reading. I do have an interesting story. My wife and I were, when we were dating, we're at a AMPM, which is a gas station on the West Coast. And I'm filling up, and, you know, we're talking as I'm filling up, and then, you know, I'm done, so I get in the car, I turn on the car and start driving away and hear a clunk. And I look over to my left and I see a woman screaming. So I'm freaked out. I think I hit somebody. And then she's got her mouth open and she's pointing to my car and I look out and that's right, I forgot to take the pump out of my car and it actually separated from the main pump itself, the hose. I had the hose in my car separated from the pump. And, yeah, so that was pretty fun. And she was freaked out that it was going to spill. Thankfully, most of the pumps these days have a spill protection link, so it popped right off. And the guys who worked there came outside and just hooked it back up. But pretty darn embarrassing, especially when you're trying to impress a girl you're dating. But she married me, so I guess it worked. Well, hey, bro, keep up with your work. Talk to you later. Bye.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. All right. All I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to play some music in the background here. So I'm going to unhook the headphone part from the computer. And this is a song by Makers called White Bread. And then after that's done, I might go into this song called Raining Colors. That both of these are instrumentals. So let me turn the volume up a little bit. There we go. I don't know how well you can hear that. Maybe I can change the... There we go. All right. So listener feedback. Email roundup. Oh, I played the song Last Toast on the last podcast. And when I had played it, I looked at the ID3 tag. That's the thing that says who the song's by. And the file said Fear the Monk. I thought that was the band, and I had reported it that way, or I had recorded it that way. And I had said that, but then when I went to go report it over at the PodSafe Music Network, it was Graham English. And so I thought that I might have gotten it wrong. But in his email reply, he said that, yeah, that was the name of his former band. It was Fear the Monk. Let's see. I paid Subway. Gosh, man. I drank a lot of this too fast, this brown and bubbly. Peter Long from the Ultimate Mix podcast said thanks for playing his promo and asked me to send the promo to him. I said, I don't really have one. I need to get an updated promo to him. Let's see here. Oh, let me turn the volume down just a little bit. I've been contacted by a man in Germany who's putting together a documentary about traffic on highways. And he wants to use a few of the photos I've got in my Flickr collection. I should put the link to my Flickr collection in the show notes so you can take a look at that. Now, I've applied a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike Non-Commercial license to all of my pictures in the Flickr collection. And so he's looked at that, and he says he wants to use a few of the pictures of cars that I have in the Flickr collection. But I've been holding off giving them to me because the photos might be used for a commercial venture. This documentary that he's been producing, it might become popular, and he might be able to get some money for that, which I'm not exactly sure how I want to handle that. So I've been kind of blowing them off so far. But appreciate any kind of feedback or thoughts that you might have on that. Let's see, I mentioned earlier that Marv celebrated a birthday. Karen, the official goof of Journey Inside My Mind, celebrated her birthday last week, and it was the first week of February. Also in the last podcast, I mentioned all of the podcasts that I subscribe to, them in blog lines, because the blog lines gives me the ability to list them automatically on a blog roll, which I put them into a separate section on the podcast page, jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And that section is called Podcast in My Ears. Well, I kind of saw this myself, and then I got feedback from other people that, what the heck happened there? Oh, that was the end of that song. Let's see if it starts over. I've noticed some feedback from other people that the links that are listed in that section are incorrect. That, I know what's happening. Okay, I'm scrolling through the show notes, and every time I use the down arrow, it turns the volume down. That is so wild. Well, I contacted Bloglines, and while they said that they're aware of the problem, they're not going to really do anything to fix it right now. And, yeah. Which, I mean, that kind of sucks. But, I mean, I guess if they're still trying to figure out how things are and they got other kind of problems there. Now, it's only a few of the links that are kind of off right now. And, I mean, I might wind up taking this off. But I wanted to put it up there as a way to promote the podcast that I'm listening to and that I've subscribed to. So, finally, there are, as I mentioned earlier in the show, many ways that you can leave feedback. You can send me an email at danimal0416@gmail.com. You can leave a comment directly at the website, which is jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And let's see, you can... let me fade this out here. That was Maker's White Bread. I have to include a link to them in the show notes. All right, let's... make sure that they don't wind up playing anymore. There we go. I think that should be done. I'll fade out. So, yeah, you got those types of ways to leave the feedback. And then you got this.
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion?
Excellent.
Call the listener feedback line now at area code 206-666. JIMM, that's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
I love that promo. I love that little PSA thing there. Let's see, so you can leave comments that way, and then you also can, I learned recently that you can go over to odio.com. Audio, well, actually, let me record a message to me, and here's actually what it says. What it says. Here's the message that I had recorded, and I'll kind of use this to close out the show. With this, and again, you can subscribe to the show feed. Well, actually, again, this is what that message says. So go ahead and take a listen to this. Hi, everybody. This is Dan Johnson from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Just wanted to let you know that I'm recording this message from Odeo, and that you can too. You don't even need to have a membership or to sign up with the Odeo service. You can just head over to odeo.com. That's odeo.com/sendmeamessage as one word, sendmeamessage /D, lowercase a n, capital J, lowercase o h n s o n, capital J, lowercase r, period. And I'll put a link in the actual post to this message. I'm going to try to send this to the actual podcast page. And if it's successful, then I will post a link to this page in the actual post to the podcast. So it's just another way that you can send some audio feedback to me. Of course, you can always send email to danimal0416@gmail.com. And you can call the listener hotline 206-666-JIMM. Or 206-666-5466, and then there's the emailing me an MP3 attachment or something like that. That's always acceptable. So again, you don't need audio to be able to use this service. Just need to have a microphone hooked up to your computer, and it's really easy interface to use. Look for the next podcast to come out in the next couple of days or so. I had one idea for a podcast, and I totally kludged it up. It stunk to high heavens. I was ashamed to even put it out there because of how many times that I had messed it up. And I have an idea that I may even just scrap that whole idea for that show and do something else based upon some great music that I recently heard. Think about what genre of music that you have rarely heard on this podcast, and you might get an idea, a clue as to what I've got in store. So that's all for now. I can see that I'm going to have, will have taken about 2.5 minutes of your time. Thanks for listening. Stay subscribed. feeds.feedburner.com/JIMM podcast. This is Dan Johnson saying make it a great day.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.